We were finishing our Jersey Mike's while putting in an order to ticket on McDonald's today. Like, we had the sandwich in hand.
10 cheesy gordita crunches.
So to the man from Virginia. You know, you got a charge here for prestige to plumbing.
Oh no. It is a pretty hefty charge,
like $400.
And it took me a little bit to realize that that was ticket.
We're back here, another edition of another the edition. Sports Podcast. That is, what were you doing at Air One?
My girlfriend loves Air One. She goes almost every day. It's the best place that you can get sushi for $30. And there was a grand opening of Air One in... And man, I tell you, dude, it was the craziest circus I've ever fucking seen, dude. There were guys in cold plunges. There was a DJ. There were women half, you know, wearing no fucking clothes, dancing around, people drinking left and right.
But it was for an opening?
It was for a grand opening of Air One. And for those of you who don't know what Air One is, it's a grocery store.
It's Whole Food on steroids.
It's Whole Food on steroids. And you would have thought I was walking into Coachella because this place was popping off just for an Air One. Have you ever been to an Air One before?
I went to the one in Venice. I went once and it was ridiculous.
It's nice but
it's way overpriced.
It really is.
It's like you could find items there that you'd find at other stores, and just because it's Air One, it's more expensive. I'm like, I literally saw those granola bars at Trader Joe's. Well, maybe not Trader Joe's because they have their own kind, but I saw that somewhere else, like Whole Foods, for less. Not much better.
But you know
and
what
Whole
it
Foods is?
Is
pretty good too. Whole Foods in is good, but Air One's got to be.
But even a Whole Foods, if you do like a full shopping, like if you actually do your full grocery shopping at one of these places.
I've never spent $100 easier.
I almost think everybody just goes in and just picks a few things. I mean, there's big boys out there that are actually doing their full shopping.
I saw a lady had a buggy in Air One.
What do you mean a buggy?
Like one of those buggies that you put in. I'm like, this woman must be a multimillionaire.
She probably is.
If you go into Air One with a buggy, like you don't wait. Care in the
what do you mean by buggy
world.
Like an actual like a shopping cart
like a cart. It was packed to the fucking gills.
Yeah, well they do. I thought she like brought like her
no,
own
no that's car- what I'm saying. She had one of those, like I'm saying, if you see somebody with those carts full, they're spending a bag.
Bro,
I spent $100. I had like three things in my hands,
dude. We walked out of
but
that
I will
Air
see
One.
The raw bar or the hot bar.
It's tried? Great. It's great. Oh. There was a line around the fucking corner. There was a line around the produce section.
Good sushi,
it was just a snake of a line. It was huge. I would have been waiting there for an hour.
I think there is like that placebo effect to it, though, too. Like, and same thing with Whole Foods. Like, if you buy meat or something from Whole Foods, not to say that it's not good, but it's really not much different if you went to, like, Ralph's or something. But mentally, when you unwrap that, like, the paper of the meat and stuff, like, when the butcher puts it in and stuff, you mentally, like, man, like, I'm eating really good tonight.
Like, whatever. That boar's head wrapping or something like that?
Yeah, like, there's a
dude,
certain
I will say, I walked
effect.
Into the fish section. I've never seen salmon look so orange, dude.
Yes,
it was unreal.
It might have just been
I'll give
it that.
Their fish look good.
Sockeye?
I don't know what it was, but
Pacific
it was just
sockeye's
it was just
got
like
a more red
hue. It was just like
hue.
A cut of salmon.
It was
that
actually
I would go,
a tangerine. He was high as a cut. Yeah, he was tripping balls going in.
But
there.
If it's sockeye, it's always going to be a deep ruby red.
Okay. Dude, so I walked
it is,
out
dude,
of there.
I'm not making that up.
No, I believe it. That's
sockeye
why it's funny.
Sockeye's got that red hue to it.
Down your plum.
Dude, so I walked out of there. I spent $120. It was one bag. They gave me, you would think, if I went to a Ralph's or Pavilions, or if you're from the East Coast, a Giant or a Super Fresh, $120 should get you five bags worth of items. It should be 2 weeks worth of food.
What was the items?
We got olive oil. Couple lemons, couple avocados,
some sockeye salmon,
bison.
Oh, what again?
Why'd you get bison?
We were gonna stir it into some pasta and
elk meat.
And there was elk meat right
there
next to the bison.
There was elk meat
right next to the bison. There was elk meat. And I said,
Joe Rogan,
I said to my girlfriend, I was like, should we go with the elk? And she was like, we're not there yet. And so I said, all right, we'll go with the bison. But it was one bag. I had a couple lemons, a couple avocados. $119.
It's
That's
Nothing's worth it, man.
Now, by the way,
that ain't worth it. Trader Joe's is good.
A place that's Trader Joe's fantastic. A place that's still going to bang you, but you'll get a little bit more bang for your buck. Tickets doing a shirt change here, and he's going to go to the Eagles jacket, believe it or not. By the way, you know what was one of our fatter moments we've had in quite some time? We were finishing our Jersey Mike's while putting in an order to ticket on McDonald's today. Like, we had the sandwich in hand while I was telling you what
I had to do nuggets,
order.
Dude. I had to do some nuggets.
You gave me that smirk, and I was like, all right, let's ride.
I was going to say no, and then I was like, yeah, some chicken nuggets can never hurt.
Wait, you had a Jersey Mike's as well?
Sure did.
Because you made it seem like only Joe was eating a Jersey Mike's when I got the text.
His lead you to believe.
I can't. Like, when the Jersey Mike's comes, he waited like 20 minutes. For me, if the food's there, I have to hit it right away.
Yeah, I waited a while.
I can't do that. I can't wait. Like, it when it comes, I get so excited to see the driver. I can't hold off on it. Like, I gotta go into it. And then I'm kind of jealous that I didn't hold off on it when I smell it, and then you have it, and my experience is done.
You're sick, man.
You know what I mean?
You're a fat kid at heart.
Sure am, man.
You're one of us.
Yeah.
In an imposter's body.
No, I will get chubby again.
Now, Chicago coming up this week.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
No, it is. It is.
I've never been to Chicago before. I'm super stoked.
Neither have I.
I heard that Portillo's or Portillo's place is pretty good. And then there's what's the pizza place? The
Lou Malnati's.
Malnati's, that's what I heard.
I know.
We got lit up on the last podcast because you're like, where are we going? We don't know.
And well, a lot of people
fumbled the ideas. And then this past week, we've all been messaged by a bunch of people on where to
go. It's good, yeah.
Yeah.
You know where we're going to be dining the best, in all honesty. I really look forward. They really, really do it right. It would be Smick's House. They really will. What's so? What? Why is that funny?
You think the best food in Chicago is Smig's House?
I just think that's high the praise.
They better be going to Erewhon for the produce.
I think it'll be similar to what like we got at Joey D's. That's what I think. I think it'll be
I think it'll be a good spread.
I do too.
There's something to be said for a home-cooked meal, which is what we're going to get there.
Yeah.
But if we're talking about a steakhouse.
Yeah, that Chicago cut sounded.
Chicago cut.
I don't think we're going to have time. We're pretty... The tournaments are fun, but like when we go now, it's like full on. Like the pre-party, which is so fun. We get to go to Five Iron, which is sick. And then the post-game and like all day Friday, it's going to be a fun one, but it's going to be... early and often.
Yeah, I the pacing. I always tell myself that I'm going to pace. The pacing's kind of out the window now. It's.
I don't think you can pace yourself at these.
The Miami one.
I thought the Scottsdale one. You were more blitzed.
That's what I meant. Yeah, the Scottsdale.
Yeah, that was.
There's that Caesar.
Bob was pretty hammed on the first one in Miami too.
I was, but I remember having to say a few words at the end of the Scottsdale one. And I got the mic, and I remember thinking in my head, like, this could go south. Like, this could really... thought I held it together okay. It's nice, usually. A lot of times, grow guys on the mic, he MCs, like, in the end.
Perez is MCing this.
Yeah. We'll have Perez on.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah. I actually think you'll do a great job.
Totally.
I think it's more so, like, how blackout will he
but
be?
But that'll be funny. Like, it'll play.
Yeah, it depends on what Nick you're getting. Are you getting Nick? Are you getting
Lynn? Getting fat?
Yeah, dude. Well, speaking of Chicago, the five of us, for the first time, are going to be playing a hole together. Me, Jet,
I think that'll be fun. You know, the sometimes, and we'll be moving around more for this one, but we all kind of, on the other tournaments, we've all gone to our own holes, and like you guys will kind of visit and whatnot. This will, I think we'll be seeing a lot more of each other, which is fun. It's fun kind of to like, the other ones, like when you guys would come by and you tell me like how banged up Joe is, how his hole's going, how Perez is doing, if he's banged up, and like you like check in on each hole. Mm-hmm. This one will be seeing a lot more of each other, I think, throughout, which will be a fun ride.
They're always fun, man. It's a cool thing that we get to do. And now we've done it, this is the fourth installment. So we've done it in three or four different locations, which Miami will end up being... running it back, but every single place we've done has been so cool, from Scottsdale to Miami, New York. I mean, the people who come out, they're like amped up. It's awesome, man. It's really, really fun.
Yeah, and you know, I do got to give shout out Doing Things, who's our partners in all this. They make it to where I couldn't, you know, we've talked about it before, but I couldn't fathom having to try and set up this golf tournament. I remember me and you had a call one time where we were going to try and set up our golf tournament. Could you imagine that would have been Firefest.
I think Firefest actually, it would have made ours look pretty
that
decent.
That would have been an absolute horror show.
Yeah.
Good on us for thinking
about
it.
But you know what? We're good at what we are, and we're not good at what we aren't, so...
And that's where doing things comes
that's,
in. And they've done a great job with all of these.
They let us come and just do our thing. Thank God. Because like Bob said, we would be in for a wild ride if we were planning it. But no, it's really cool. And I think, too, what's really cool to me is seeing, like, the people who come back. So we've had, like, people come to, like, multiple Breezy tournaments. And so you build, like, a relationship with them. And then you just kind of get to know them. And it's a lot of fun, man. I think we're going to do a bunch next year, too.
I'll tell you what I kind of want to do is, like, Barstool does a good job of this, like, where they announce the dates. Like, to start the year, they announce like all the different locations. And then you put it all out at once, I think would be kind of cool.
I like that, yeah.
Rather than like do it like spur of the moment, not to say that we don't do it right. We really do. We do a good job of it. But like to release all the dates of where we're going to be a year in advance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be sick. I can't wait to see when we do that hole together, the jet, with people lined up, waiting to see his tee shot. There's going to be people lined up when we're on that hole.
Yeah.
To see the jet. Line up and take that shot off the tee?
Usually, like, even me, like, those tee shots, usually I get nervous as shit, but I think I'll be so buzzed up at that point.
You'll be feeling it?
That, it won't bother me as much. But, like, any other time, if we had, like, a big crowd around, I'd be shitting bricks.
Shorties, I remember when you did that.
Shorties, we're going to have to be playing this year, too.
Oh, you guys are playing at Shorties?
We're playing it. For weeks, Bob's going to be taking, and I will be taking multiple shots.
Oh, I thought you guys were hosting again.
Surrounded green.
Yeah.
With people everywhere.
Oh, there is going to be bodies.
What do you think the over-under is on someone getting hit?
Somebody's getting hit. I mean, in all honesty, somebody's
getting hit. Is it like one and a half?
I think one and a half's a good number. Because you got to think, if you miss the green at all, it's a scurry. If you miss it at all, it's
yeah, but the holes aren't long, though. They're not like 200-yard holes.
They don't need to be, Joey. They don't need to be long.
Thankfully, I got the new wedges.
Oh,
thank God.
It's going to be, oh, my Lord. It's going to be. But look, it'll be fun. I mean, we've enjoyed having that. But yeah, there's definitely a buzz to Chicago. Also, a lot more people, too. Something I love with the tournaments is sometimes you hear where people have come from and some of the places that people come from. We've had guys that have come back-to-back from Australia.
That's wild.
Which is nuts. That's got to be the longest flight. I mean, there's got to be
I've done it once, and it's long.
Yeah. Did you have that
15 hours?
Yeah, first class, Joey D?
No, I actually was economy when I was younger, and my friend at the time made a bet with me while we were getting on the plane that I wouldn't get that I couldn't stay in my seat for the entire duration of the flight. Bet me $100.
Are you
I didn't
serious?
Get up once. Why? In but a 15 hour
you
flight.
You did that for $100?
I mean, it was a long time
How
ago.
How are we just hearing about this? I've done
no,
that
he's,
flight.
He's,
I swear to God,
this.
It was a 15 hour flight. It was Vancouver to Sydney direct. And he made a bet with me. He's like, I'll bet you it was like $100 that you can't stay in your seat for 15 straight hours. I didn't get up once. Not to go to the bathroom, not to stretch my legs. I got up after. I had like Charlie Horse. Well, not Charlie Horse, but I was like stiff as a board. I didn't get up once. Somebody challenges me to a bet. There's some sick and twisted things I would do to win a bet.
Yeah, you got that. You got that. That it factor in you. You got that dog.
It's a long time that to never get long, up, man.
That is a crazy
15 hours.
Oh, so when you got off the plane, did
I could barely walk, dude.
But did the stream, was the stream just nuts?
What do you mean the stream?
Like when you went to piss.
Oh, yeah, of course. But I can hold my bodily functions pretty well.
You know what I always try and do? Like, you ever have somebody come up to the urinal next to you and you see who pisses longer? Like, even if you don't know the guy, I always try and have my piss go longer than his piss.
Longer?
It's like a manly thing. Like I want,
oh, like outlast him?
Yeah. I had a guy, literally the other day when I was like,
Bobby right, Ballstreams.
I'm gonna go toe to toe with this guy, and a little Asian guy at the Muni course that I played with Fezzi.
Did he beat you?
He buried me. I was washing my hands and then using the dryer, and I still hurt his stream.
No,
true story. Little Asian fella.
But whenever you leave first, though, you just got to twist it and be like, it's all about getting out of here as fast as you can, man. It's all about getting out of here quickly and efficiently.
If that wasn't entertainment, playing the rest of the nine with Showtime must have been.
I mean, you guys have seen it on the channel.
I said to Tick the other day when we played Trump, he is one of the wildest people to play with and the most enjoyable. Like, it is, I am cracking up the entire freaking
round. A blast, but it's amazing how long he takes. And I've taken video to show him how long that it takes. By the way, I never used to really care too much about pace of play. I've kind of turned into a nut about it. Because, like, I don't want to be out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've really...
Five and a half hours that you don't need.
Yeah, I don't want to be out there for 4 hours and 30 minutes.
Well, 4 hours is good.
Yeah, 4 hours is fine, but 4 hours, 30 minutes,
well,
that actually...
Well, that's technically considered an average round of golf is 4.5 hours.
Is that what an average
golf is? Yeah, like four to 4.5 is
really?
Like...
Really?
Yeah, I think once you start approaching 5 and then 5.5, that's, like, outrageous.
The jet, you go play around with the jet. If you didn't have anybody in front of you and you go out with the jet, you can get around on an hour and a half, no problem. He wastes
not a single word will be said.
Yeah, and you know what? I've learned to appreciate it, because it's like, as much as you love to go out and golf and it's a blast, like, by the time you drive there, you always get to the course, you go a little bit early. By the time you get back, it's a full day. That extra 30 minutes, extra 45 minutes, I do care a lot more about pace of play, where I didn't really used to care. And I think Binyamin did that. Binyamin's done. He's done a lot of things to my life, good and bad.
Yeah. He just don't give a shit, man.
Guy don't give a fuck. You know what he wrote the playbook on, and I really appreciate, because I thought I was good at it. I am not nearly as good as he is. When he doesn't want to do something, he's got no issue just saying "fuck you, I'm not going," and nobody asks any questions.
Yeah, he never gets questioned.
I get questioned a lot.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You do?
If I say I'm not going, yeah, I get questioned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what? That's a good thing. That means people want you to be there.
Yes, Jack can go fuck himself.
But I'm saying, like, if you said, "Oh, I'm not coming out tonight," no one was like, "All right, no problem."
Yeah, that's
You'd
true.
Actually be like, "Yo, what the fuck? Nobody wants me to come out." Like,
yeah, I guess
the
that's
fact that people
true.
Are like, "Oh, come on, Bob, you got to come."
Yeah,
if no
yeah.
one said that, that's worse.
Because yeah,
then it's like, well, I guess I'll just go fuck myself.
Yeah, nobody says that to Jet.
But also, if Jet.
But I think because you could just, also be on the rare occasion, you can be persuaded,
that's
not
right.
often, but on certain select occasions.
Yeah.
Whereas a Jet, if he says no, like, you just turn and walk the
other
way. There's just no question. You know he's not going to change his decision.
You do a good job of not doubling down. You know if I say no.
Well, because I've learned over the years.
Yeah.
Some people will just not have it.
That's what bothers me. Or you know, like when somebody...
He hates it so much.
When you're out with people, okay, and somebody says, "Hey, like, we got to run. Like, I got to go."
Mm-hmm.
And that person says, "Oh, no, stay a little."
Mm-hmm.
That person's already made the decision that they want to be there. So that they don't want to be there. That
right.
It's time for
you
them
know
to
who
go.
Does it more than anyone?
Showtime.
Yes.
Oh, he's the worst. He's the worst.
He never, ever wants to stop having fun.
Do you
Good
remember,
for him.
Remember at New Year's Eve when we were leaving and he chased
after our
Uber?
Yeah, it was like right near like December or something like that. Oh, no, it was Halloween. We were in our costumes.
It was New Year's Eve. Well, that was another time.
That was another time.
But New Year's Eve, he chased after our Uber when we were leaving. We had to work at like 7 in the morning. We turn around. And
oh, yeah, that was when
we had
the New Year's Eve party at your...
He got
your,
left at Rocket Rogers'
Rocket
house.
Rocket Rogers' house.
It was like
he was like, "Joe, hey, Joe!" And I'm in the car, I'm driving off. He's like running down the streets. And then I messaged him later. He's like, "Oh, don't worry about it, dude. We kept the party going till like 5 in the morning."
He was dead. It was like
you didn't know anyone there. He's like, "Oh, no. Me and Roger and all his comidas, we're all close now." I'm
it like
it's comidas. It's food.
No, oh, is it really?
It's amigos.
Amigos, yeah. That's on me.
It was like a full Latin party, and like not a lot of people there spoke English, and like they did things, they did
you
New
fit
Year's
in
and,
somehow.
There's a video of me going like a siete,
ocho,
cinco, cuatro. Yeah,
yeah. You're actually really good at Spanish.
Yeah.
Showtime's like a chameleon, though. You can put him in a lot of different situations. Like when he came to Scottsdale,
the Rick Ross concert.
He could be everything.
Rick Ross. Rick Ross concert.
You put him at a a Hispanic party. Yeah, he's incredible. But you know the thing about Bob is, though, I learned a long time ago, and I've told you numerous times that like one of your best qualities is, you know when the party's over. And when the party's over, no one can convince you to stay.
Yeah.
And that was third stop for me a long time ago when we worked at the hotel together. We were drinking Bud Lights, I think, at the bar.
Used to kill me.
And well, I killed you one time. I was like, come on, because I wanted to keep the party going. I wanted to have a few more beers. The sun hadn't gone down yet. And he was like, nah, it's over. It's over. I'm going home. And I was like, all right, this guy's got a quality that most people don't. When you're out, you're out.
Yeah. Also, when I feel like we usually have a night on a trip where we really get drunk and we really go hard. When I get to the point where I'm about to black out, I won't let myself go black. Like, remember in Jupiter when I was just gone?
Yeah, you just disappeared.
Yeah, that's because
I was going black. It was getting away from me, and that's when I ordered $350 worth of Wendy's.
Jeez,
that was disgusting, dude. Because while I was ordering, I was like, don't leave it short. Don't leave it short. Don't leave, you know what I mean? So it's like, one more Baconator fry, like, one more Dave's Double. Like, don't leave these guys short. It's hard to order food for our group because, like, never want to order short.
Well, even today, I mean, you told me an order. I was bringing McDonald's over for the for the crew for football, and you guys told me an order. Brought a couple extra fries.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was
awesome.
I knew this crew could handle it.
We have the... I have the call with the finance team every month to go over the finances of like the different charges. It's kind of embarrassing. Like the girl, shout out Victoria, will say, she'd be like, all right, there's a Uber Eats for like $200 McDonald's. And that's where Perez always like, oh, Popeyes. Looks like Perez supersized. looks like Perez supersized that meal. Cold Stone Creamer.
Extra biscuits.
The tough ones are the ice cream ones.
Oh, the Dairy Queen
ones? That's embarrassing, dude. That's tough.
But $72 on Dairy Queen. That's a lot of blizzards.
Sounds like Victoria's running an auction. Like, all right, we got a Postmates for 10 o'clock at night. Looks like it was 10 tacos. Anyone want to bid on that one? Who was that one? Perez, put your hand up.
We got 10 taco ground beef. 10
Taco Bell.
But then
10 cheesy gordita crunches.
So to the man from Virginia. You know, and then a ticket one time you had mentioned to me prior to that call that you had a mix up that by accident you put a plumbing charge on the company card, and plenty of time had gone by to where I totally forgot about it.
Oh no!
We're on the call with Victoria, and she like, and I lost my shit.
What did she say?
She's like, we got a charge here for Prestige Plumbing.
That's from the game. You need someone to unclog those pipes. That's called Prestige.
Oh no. Oh no. How much was it?
Dude, it was a pretty hefty charge. It was
like $400?
And it took me a little bit to realize that was ticket. And my God, did I burst out laughing. And
why, ticket had told you?
I recalled that was ticket's charge. So ticket looked like an idiot. Dude, like, if you're gonna mix up the card, do it on like a Postmates order. Do it on something.
A gas run. Filling your car with gas. Almost anything other than a plumbing char. Like, this guy's pipes are real backed up, man.
Yeah, it was tough.
Oh no.
Yeah,
it is absolutely tough.
And then like from the time that happened, those calls have gotten so loose to where they're so fun. To where like if you ever need to crack a joke, you just make a plumbing charge joke. And just like, I love when ticket's the brunt of the joke.
You are the worst.
You stink.
Things that aren't even that funny, you'll laugh at harder because it's me.
Hey, tell them about the fortune cookie, Tay.
Oh, yeah. We got to tell them.
I don't want to talk about the fortune cookie, Bob. I don't want to talk about the fortune cookie.
We want to hear the fortune cookie story.
All right. Well, it's a funnier story.
I got to go to the bathroom, but we're hot.
We're hot. All right. So we were at a place called Formosa Cafe. It's a great restaurant, great food. And we all got fortune cookies at the end of this thing. And traditionally, things don't go my way. Things tend to go Bobby's way. And I, you know, so Bob got, you know, a fortune that was something like, you know, all the good fortune that's coming your way, expect more, times it by 1,000 and you're going to get that. Joe got like, big things are coming. And then I opened mine.
We all do the drum roll. Like, while everybody does drum roll, we do a drum roll.
And I get something to the effect of,
I remember the exact line.
You know, if you're ever flying high, just remember to keep your feet on the ground because no, something's around the corner.
Just don't forget to keep your feet on the ground. Don't forget to keep your
even feet. If it was like, even if your friends are flying higher than you. We all felt bad at first. We were like, ticking out. Like, oh, I'll tell you, this is not that bad, dude. Like, and then I'm wondering, like, how could they put that? Like, who's the dickhead who put that in a fortune cookie?
Yeah, don't ever forget if you're flying too high to keep your feet on the ground.
And everybody was like, we were all like, ah, oh, take it, it's not a bad. And I was like, no, you know what? You stink. You are the worst.
Ticket was devastated.
Yeah. We were having so much fun, and everybody was like, you know what? Fuck it. You stink. Just absolutely buried him.
Yeah, I was buried. I didn't even keep my feet on the ground. I'm buried 6 feet under now.
But seriously, who puts that in
that
a
was
fortune?
A tough one.
I knew it was coming.
But here's the deal.
But you know what, Tick? You are you're a budding star.
You're a star.
Oh, you really
thanks,
are.
Man. Ah, we're going to make you a star.
Have been loving themselves.
I'm just trying to keep my feet on the ground here. Man. No, I'm just trying to.
You know, people have been loving it's so much bigger than you guys being behind the camera now. Like, you guys are such a crucial part to the show, and crucial not just from a behind the scenes, which you are, but now in front of the camera, to where, like, now things have definitely gotten to a point now for you where it's like, the ticket love is a real thing, yeah, man. They're begging for more. They get mad at me if ticket's not on there.
All those G's and the underscores and the tickets.
You need a new Instagram.
I know. I'm in the talks with somebody.
Are you really?
Who?
He wants a lot of money.
Wait. Is it Parthy Poppy?
No. It would be something along with like ticket.
Oh.
Erewhon ticket.
Erewhon. Yeah, this guy wants a lot of money, and it depends on if I want to dole out the cash for it.
What's the name of the
what
handle?
Do you think I should say it?
Well, tell us what...
On air?
Yeah, get the people to tell the guy to
all
give
right,
it to, get
all
it to
right.
you.
So it's the Tick.
Oh, I like
you
that.
Like no, it. I like
we
it.
We call
I,
him the Tick.
Yeah.
Is it all one word, or is it like a dog?
It's one word.
The Tick.
The Tick.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, no, that plays.
Okay.
No underscores?
So, no underscores, no nothing.
Okay,
just the Tick.
The Tick is good.
I think that plays. I really do.
It wouldn't be my first five picks.
Yeah, but it
okay,
does
but
play.
What are we talking about? What's the hefty
what's
fee?
What's the dollar
fee? What do you think the top dollar I should pay for it would be?
$500.
No, okay. I would go higher. It makes a big difference.
For the Tick?
Yeah, when Jet went to the Jet,
yeah,
it makes it. Oh, I would go higher for him.
A Gino?
Getting there, I'd go higher. I think it's wow. I think it's really important.
Well, okay.
Deduct all the cameos.
I would say
not everybody's got the cameo king.
I would say 2,500.
Whoa!
You're close. You're really close.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Really close.
It's, yeah.
He wants three.
If you, now, if you could talk him to 2,500,
he gave you an offer.
Sure did.
We could talk him down, though.
I tried.
2,500.
So he went 3K off the bat. I hit him up. I was like, "Can I buy your username?" And he went, "Yeah." How was 3,000 sound? And I said, "How's 500 sound?" And he said, "No shot." And then I said, "Okay." I mean, and then I came back a few months later. I let it be for a while. I came back a few months later, and then I said, "How's 1.5? Like, how's
1,500?"
When you came back after that time, like, what did you like? Did you say, "Hey, man," or was it just like a? Did you just hit him like with like a month later, and it's like, "How's 1.5?"
I did. I did exactly that. Yeah. I let him sit there for a minute, like really think about
hey,
what he
buddy,
did.
How you been? Let's see 1,500 for me. How does that sound? By the way, hope you've been well, and say hello to your family for me too.
And then he just hit me with the no, 3K, and he ain't budging.
I think
dude.
If you went to 25, you'd get him thinking.
This guy seems stuck at 3.
He does seem stuck at 3. Well, if he let Ticket wait a month.
But do you think it's worth it? Do you think it's worth
yeah,
it?
I
let
think
me
it
know
is.
If you think it's worth
imagine
it.
Bobby,
you
think it's, well, imagine we started a GoFundMe to get the Tick for the Tick.
That'd be wonderful.
A GoFundMe for the Tick's
followed
username.
By the ticket. Oh, come on. He doesn't even
let me see.
He doesn't have a single post. Oh, that's
no,
the ticket.
Ticket. I can't get a hold of that guy. Oh, that guy's too big, big cojones for me.
Oh, this guy's got some sauce.
Let me see.
He's starting to post.
U.S. Open. He's starting to
post. Oh, this dude is not.
He was sitting on the fucking he's at the first baseline.
Might be 5K now.
Dude, he's at the Pirate game. He's at the U.S. Open. He's making a move. What is that?
That's Europe.
He's at City Field. Yeah.
Oh, this is gonna.
You know what? Yesterday's numbers, not today's. Yesterday's price ain't today's price. Yeah, you're going to have to.
Is there the big tick?
I'm really trying to drop the big. I've got the big right here. I don't want big no more. I want to get rid of that.
That didn't get off to a good start today. We didn't get off to a good start today. I'll tell you that.
Your actions suggest otherwise. Yeah.
Man, all right. Well, let's go into a few Q&As. This is a rare Sunday recording for us because football Sundays for us are religious. But Bob to Sports, football Sunday. Bob to Sports, football Sunday.
Bob to Sports and football Sunday together, everyone wins.
Everybody wins. Q&A.
All right. First question comes from Ollie Jallins 92. If you could piece together your best golf day, how would it go? Like, for example, you know, a course in Scotland, the views in Canada, clubhouse in Florida, food in Texas. You know, how would you piece together your best course, your best day?
Wow. That's really good. Joe, you want to go?
Yeah, I don't know how, like, I would probably take, like, the views of Pebble Beach and then probably, like, the food of, I don't know. So let's say food. I don't even know what to say. What else is there? Course?
Shadow Creek. You could do food.
I think Shadow Creek is, you already got everything you need.
Yeah.
Well, maybe say, like, the food service of Shadow Creek, the views of Pebble, and then what was the third one, Tick? Like the
food, views, experience, clubhouse.
I could
Jupiter clubhouse is or the Doral one is nice.
Yeah, that's really nice. I would go views wise Canada, from what we saw in Canada.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
I would because like hitting your ball experience off the tee box and watching it go. Experience Scotland, and then honestly for me, Fuad, this is gonna sound crazy, but you're talking about just golf course food on the turn. The Moore Park Chicken Caesar Wrap. I know.
That is one of the most outrageous.
I know it's going to sound crazy.
Oh, my God.
But, Joe, when you talk about that food we've had on the turn, if you give me that Chicken Caesar Wrap every single time, it's the best. Just that Caesar Wrap to me is the best in the game. It's,
the like food that we had at Vancouver Club when we went there, when they had all the bagels and then the special.
That was good.
That was amazing, but that's not going to be like, you can't get that on the turn. That was like a once, you know what I mean? That was great.
I like the clubhouse at Moore Park too. It's never packed. There's a TV there for games. There's always someone there waiting to get me aioli or a glass of water.
Yeah.
I like that.
Also, too, the best thing, me and you were talking about it, is it's one of the rare golf courses where, I mean, I don't know if they would like you doing this, but they really don't care. You can sit down and eat and then go and play your other night, and there's no rush. And you just show up to
the There's never a line there. It's like you can just stop at the clubhouse for an hour and then just jump right back out there. There's no line. There's no one trying to play through. It's fantastic.
The only thing is sometimes it's a little inconsistent to where they don't have the Caesar dressing. They go a little light on the Caesar.
Yeah. But
God, when it hits, man, that is
ridiculous, man. Oh, God. You're absolutely ridiculous.
It is. Do you like it, Joe? It's the best
wrap. I do like it. I don't know if I would put it as my number one food spot. I don't know.
Okay.
But it's good. I'm not going to deny
that. You getting
that.
A shrimp cocktail on the seventh hole of Shadow Creek is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
How about us drinking Dom with Chucky on Shadow Creek?
That was wild. That was video really of you getting Dom Perignon on the course.
Chucky, shout out Backline Chuck. He had his business partners with him at Shadow Creek, and they went ahead of us, and we went, me, Joe, Chucky's son, and then his friend, and they were still in college.
Sweeney boy.
We showed up to the 18th hole, and he was pissed. All right, next Q&A here.
Next question, sticking on the topic of food here, comes from Franny underscore lifts. your go-to nacho toppings.
Oh.
If you're going to build nachos, go ahead, Dick. What's the go? Okay, I'll go. I'm pretty simple. I like obviously your chips on the bottom layer. You get a light layer of chips. Then you put the cheese. I like a little red onion. I like a little jalapeno. Another layer of chips. Another layer of cheese.
Are we talking shredded cheese or like the nacho cheese sauce?
Just the best. No, the nacho cheese sauce. The melts
sauce is better.
Really well.
The sauce is sure the is. Way it's to go. And then, it's not even close.
And then beef and then more yes, beef shredded is, beef and then more more jalapenos.
And then no, you know guacamole? What you
gotta, dude, that's the side.
What on about
the
black side, olives?
I
want
guacamole. I don't like people who put the guacamole on top because then the guacamole gets nice yeah. and hot. It gets hot. I like my guacamole to stay cold. On the side, I take my hot nacho and dip it in the cold guacamole.
My only the concern, sour cream though, and is salsa when too. You go to dump it in the guacamole, you're going to lose everything that you had on top of the nacho. Like, it's
I
a
don't
tough
think that's true if you know what you're doing.
It's a tough
There's dip. A way you can scoop it under.
Yeah. And also, sometimes you got to take it's a two-hand job. You got to take two chips. You use one as a shovel and the other that's kind of hanging yeah. them both together.
Yes. Really do you is. Like black olives?
I don't like olives on oh, okay. anything.
Okay. Like, what about sour cream or pico de gallo yes, salsa?
I don't like the pico de gallo, but I like the sour cream, cold sour cream, and cold guacamole on the side.
And shredded beef is, or the beef is the way.
That's to on top.
Because sometimes they ask you if you want chicken. Yeah. I think beef is a much better.
Yeah.
Play.
Yeah. It really is.
On nachos, anyways.
There's such an art to it with the nachos of like making sure that each chip has cheese and like the cheese ratio is where it needs to be.
Need that cheese sauce, dog.
Yeah, but I agree. The cheese sauce is always with. There's some places, and this is crazy to me. Do you remember the place Chevy's in like the tri-state area? There used to be a place called Chevy's.
No, I don't.
It was a Mexican place, and okay. they would their nachos would be one chip, and they would layer each chip, so it'd be like one big chip. It'd be like eight big chips around the plate, and they would layer each chip. And to me, that's not nachos.
You know what's good too is some places they don't do it very many places anymore. But like a taco salad, where the bowl is the actual like
sure.
The Tostitos shell,
sure,
and that, then you can break it around. In. Yeah, but you don't find them as much. I yeah. love those.
Great.
Those are real solid.
Like a tostada salad.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that too.
I can get behind that.
All right. Let's well no
oh I didn't know what you were doing there. Do we do one more question?
Yeah, well, yeah, do you agree before we move on with the double layer as well? Like, I think that's so crucial. I think
I mean, you can't just have one layer of chips. You do double it,
cheese it, yeah, and then you yes I yeah. agree. Jay Gleason 90 wants to know if there will be a Barstool rematch.
I mean, we would definitely be open to it for sure. I don't. We got very close to having a rematch with them. I don't think Riggs would have been there though, which sucks because obviously Riggs. you want everybody there. But we got close, but Perez was sick as a dog, so we actually had to cancel on them. It was supposed to be at Moore Park, and they ended up just filming like a Breaking 90 or something. But oh yeah, for sure. As much as you know, as much as we wanted to win that match, I'll always give credit to them as they really helped us. Like, they really helped
you
put
remember
us on
us
the map.
The first time we pulled up, they had like a whole team and like drones going and like audio people. And we had never seen anything. We're like, what the hell is this?
I know.
We're like, this is wild. I mean, we didn't see any. We never seen anything
they've
like
been,
that.
Yeah, they've
they
been,
did first class and... Like you said, it really got us kind of on the map.
Sure did. Frankie was the one who almost got me hired by Barstool. Frankie used to show Dave my videos when they would go to do the Peach Review. So me and Frankie have been close for a long time. Yeah, I would definitely be open to it for sure. And I think you guys would too.
Yeah, for sure.
And your dads know each other quite intimately.
Yeah. Yeah, intimately. I don't know. Well, that would be the word. But
we've broken bread together.
Well, my dad used to have season tickets to the Islanders when he was growing up in Long Island, and he would go to Borelli's before every game. We're going to Borelli's. Yeah. So me and him, and then my cousin was the best man at Frankie's wedding. Yeah, me and Frankie got ties. That's my guy.
All right, last question comes from Bake Jerry 101.
These names are great.
Will we ever get a Mikey V appearance on Bob Does Sports?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to have him on. The thing is with Mikey V, and he's credit to him, he's definitely trying to get into the game. You know, he just really doesn't golf that much, and we really haven't been. He lives across the country, but he's now, especially being a breezy athlete as well, too. Like, I would love to have him on, and he gets our vibe. Like, that's why we're so close with him, and that's why he's doing what he's doing. Like, we really all gelled weather to where I think he'd be good. You think so, Joseph?
Yeah, I think he wants to work on his golf first, which I give him credit for. He just started. But I think like once, you know, like once he starts feeling more comfortable, I mean, to be honest, I could care less if he was like a great golfer.
Yeah,
no. I don't think that, I mean, we're not great golfers either, but yeah, I think at some point, you know, we'll see him. I think he brings a lot to the table. I think he's really freaking funny. And I think if there's a way that he could get us at each other's throats, that always enhances the overall.
Yeah, I mean, Mikey V, I think for all of us now, experience. Has really turned into one of our best friends. It's crazy that it's happened through the internet, but that's the way. Same thing happened with Perez. Like, it's heartwarming wild.
To see it, to be honest. You want to see him succeed.
He really is one of the funniest people I've ever met.
He's outrageous,
he is so fucking fun. I mean, he would come with the vibes.
Yes.
He would bring a whole lot.
He would know exactly what to bring.
I think so.
He's one of the most articulate people I have ever. Like, his social IQ is off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. He's one of the most articulate people that I've ever met. And he's the man. So we're going to be seeing him in Chicago. Again, he's a Breezy athlete now, which is awesome. Breezy Chicago, come and keep an eye out for more Breezies again. We're going to be rolling them out throughout the end of this year to next year as well. Again, we're kind of just been on the run. We haven't seen the boys in a bit. Jets in New York, Perez in Virginia. But we are closing in soon, coming down to Jupiter at the end of the year. So we'll be able to fire these out weekly, which we're doing now, and with all the boys. So, folks, we love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you next time. That's another edition of the Bob Does Sports Podcast.